Now the battle began. The Englishmen made a hot assault upon the Northmen, who sustained it bravely. It was no easy matter for the English to ride against the Northmen on account of their spears. Therefore they rode in a circle around them. And the fight at first was but loose and light, as long as the Northmen kept their order of battle. For although the English rode hard against the Northmen, they gave way again immediately, as they could do nothing against them. Now, when the Northmen thought they perceived that the enemy were making but weak assaults, they set after them, and would drive them into flight. But when they had broken their shield rampart, the Englishmen rode up from all sides and threw arrows and spears on them. Now when King Harald Sigurdsson saw this, he went into the fray where the greatest crash of weapons was, and there was a sharp conflict, in which many people fell on both sides. King Harald then was in a rage, and ran out in front of the array, and hewed down with both hands, so that neither helmet nor armour could withstand him, and all who were nearest gave way before him. It was then very near with the English that they had taken to flight. So says Arnor, the Earl Scald. Where battle storm was ringing, where arrow cloud was singing, Harald stood there, of armour bare, his steady sword still swinging. The foeman feels its bite, his Norsemen rush to fight, danger to share with Harald there, where steel on steel was ringing.